91.5 WMFL. I had to bring out that little skeleton in the closet.
It's awesome. I don't care. It's great.
10 hours of chaos.
Yes. Best band I was ever in. No. No drama. We made it a full day.
Well, I mean, I'm easily One Night Band's biggest fan ever, much to the dismay of its creator. But I just loved the idea. And I almost played your cover Thriller there, but
because I got every one of those words right with learning four songs in one day. They're all impeccably correct. And it's not like that's the one song where other people would know the words. So.
Right.
That's great.
No, but yeah, I figured I would dig that one up.
Nice.
But we have Lauren Flaherty here in the studio. She's talking about her album, Let the World Stop. And we're still in Act 2 here. Figured I would, you know, lighten it with it, with the 10 hours of chaos thing. how do I go into this, you know, and keep it kind of lighthearted? I mean, I know you're past it.
Yeah.
She just rolled her eyes.
Oh, did I? Oh.
Well, I'm sure it wasn't. It wasn't like, oh my god, I'm talking about this again. But it's just like, you're thinking the same way I was.
Well, because it's hard.
Yeah,
it's really hard. Music is theoretically for entertainment,
right?
But now and then, you make a really ambitious one. So how do you talk about it?
Exactly.
I know. I think I'm kind of rolling my eyes. I'm like, why did I do this to myself? You know.
Well, you talked about it in the Metro and
yes,
and things like that. So
we can do it.
Unlike the Metro, which is very generalized, you know, for, you know, 400 words of copy or whatever, but we could be a little more elaborate here.
Yes.
But we did play If Your Heart Ends. What about a song like Take Me Home?
So Take Me Home is a nicer song. It's kind of a segue song.
Okay.
And it is...
Yeah, it is placed at the end of Act 2. So.
Yeah. I picked it to put in that spot partially just because the piano part was, you know, kind of bringing back a little bit brighter. But most of the second act of the album is... It's basically acoustic. So it's a little bit more vulnerable by nature. Take Me Home is a love song, and it is about initially connecting with someone, and then it is about, you know, in a cute way, saying like, oh, I don't have the stamina that I used to, which, you know, when I thought of the song just meant kind of like, hey, I've been at this party a little too long.
Oh.
But in the context of the album can also mean I'm having a bad day. And can we maybe chill out today?
Hmm. All right. Well, let's have people hear the tune.
Okay.
All right.
Yes.
Johnny wants a brain. Johnny wants to suck on a coke. Johnny wants a woman. Johnny wants to think of a joke.
After you got done blushing.
Wait, I'm done blushing?
Well, I kind of accidentally played the wrong song before, so I was just like, I gotta play a song that you sang. That was another 10 hours of chaos track. Gotta love YouTube.
We love it, right? No. The best part of that, other than Glenn doing the voice at the end, which was awesome, was I remember I told everybody, we have to walk off the stage like we're zombies. We can't, you know, walk off the stage carrying our guitars like normal people. Trust me, guys, it's worth it. Just drop the guitars and just walk out, you know, all stiff, all crazy. And they're like,
yeah, because you guys were all in like white face makeup. Yeah. And yeah.
Yeah, we gotta do the zombie thing. If we're gonna do it, we gotta do it big. And they were like, all right, sure, whatever. And we did it.
Yeah.
Everyone committed to it, and sure enough, the crowd was like, yeah! And then we had to walk back out and get our stuff again, but it was worth it for the moment.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, even when you did your Lady Trio acoustic thing, you did the makeup, you wore all black, and yeah.
If you're going to do it, you got to do it right.
Yeah, there you go. Well, that was 10 Hours of Chaos, another track for my local music fetish, if you will, one night band. But I was so glad you were part of one, so I couldn't help it. I couldn't help it. All right, we have Lauren Flaherty in here. She has a new record called Let the World Stop. It's a very special record. It's in three parts. We're kind of going sort of in order here. I mean, there's 12 full songs and three interludes, and I mean, well, we can't play all 12 songs. we're doing a good chunk of it.
Yes,
so
we are.
But let's get into Act 3. So what was? All right. So you got your diagnosis. You're mm-hmm. That's where you compose the bulk of Act 2. Like, when was that moment where you got the all clear?
When did I get the all clear? So I would say, you know, probably about 2 months after the surgery, they start to, I think it's a biopsy. They do everything they took out. They start to make sure that, okay, we think we got everything. We think we didn't get everything. And in my case, they said, you know, we feel very comfortable. We got everything. You have a clean bill of health. You know, we're just going to keep an eye on you. So for me as a person, that was the all clear. For me as a singer, because the thyroid overlaps with the vocal cords, so technically I had surgery on my vocal cords, the all clear was something that I had to really fight for.
Okay.
And I had to do a lot of retraining and the equivalent of physical therapy for the voice. So that was something that I worked very hard to get back. I took about a month of just not really doing anything, mm-hmm. of just vocal rest. And I started very small, like 5 minutes a day with warm-ups. And it's hard. It's like if you break your leg and you want to start walking and
jogging
again.
Yeah, you're not exactly skipping down right after getting the cast off.
Yeah, your body doesn't actually want you to start using the leg the way that you used to. And so you have to be like, no, I think I should be doing this. And so it's hard physically, but it's really hard mentally. But I would say, I don't know, maybe more like 3 or 4 months after that, you know, I noticed that all the notes were back. The high notes especially, because that was the big risk, was that I was going to lose those. And I was like, well, you know, I actually want to keep them, so hopefully this will work out. So I would say it was probably a few months after that. And then after that, I was doing more vocals, and I started to notice, you know, you always have a good and a bad day now and then. It's just something that happens. But I got like one song done in a weekend. I got the vocals done. And I was like, oh, that was good even before. Here we go now. So I was
nice.
Pretty excited about that. And then, you know, you start to be able to push your boundaries a little bit. And then sometimes you push a little too far. You're like, oh, wait, I could never hit that note. So never mind.
All right.
You know, and then you're back to kind of same old, which is nice.
Right, right. Well, let's talk specifically about Me Without You.
Yes.
That opens Act 3.
Yeah, I open it big.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Me Without You is a song of independence and of strength because it's the second act that's more vulnerable. But part of getting better and putting your life back together is that you don't have to pretend that you're the same person that you were before. It's okay if you see things differently and if some of the people in your life don't fit back in the way they used to, or some, you know, choices in your life don't fit the same way. That's all right. And so that song is really about letting go of things that just don't suit you anymore. I put it in the context of a relationship just because for a song, it's a little bit easier to get that out there. You know, you could kind of read it as like, oh, maybe this is me without you, like you, the bad stuff that I got rid of when I had the surgery. It's like, okay, that's cool if you take it that way. But it's a little bit more about, you know, like if all you talk to someone and all they can talk about is like the 12 same things that annoy them every day. If you go through a life and death experience, like you're probably not going to want to keep having that conversation all the time. So
yeah, I was going to say, both of us on social media know those type of people that have that, want to have that same conversation every day.
Yeah. And you're just like, okay, I really don't need it, and I actually couldn't do it right now if I wanted to. So, Me Without You.
give your hand a lot to think. You too, but if you look with Satan's eyes, you miss the pure.
Well, that one's a nice little blast from the past there, huh?
Yes.
How long ago was that one?
That is 2006.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. I didn't know that, but wow. Nice.
keeping it good. Yeah. No, that was actually like I said to Phil, I'm going to sound like I'm crazy, but that came out on March 24th. 2006,
which is 11 years ago yesterday.
Yeah. And part of the reason that I had the record come out on March 24th this year is because last year March 24th was the day that I found out I was sick, because I had been going in the week like, yeah, it's the 10-year anniversary of my first recordings, I'm feeling so snazzy, can't wait for this weekend. No, you can wait, it's not great. So I took this March 24th back.
Well, on the other hand, it kind of gave you a deadline to do this record.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, what you did, you did kind of fund it through Indiegogo.
Yes.
And, I mean, what made you go through it this time as opposed to, you know, like, some of your previous stuff?
I felt like because I had a bigger story to tell, and I just wanted it to reach more people. So I thought that for the charity contribution, because, you know, anything I raised above costs is going to the American Cancer Society. So I thought that, you know, you want to have something credible that people can find online. You don't want to just be like, hey, buy my CD out of the back of my car, I'm going to give it to charity. What?
Yeah.
You know, that's not ideal. So I thought that would be good. But I also thought that... just because it was a bigger story, it could be intimidating. But after everything I went through with getting sick, I was tired of being scared. And I wanted to do something that scared me.
Okay.
And fan funding is a scary,
it is very scary.
Scary thing. So I said, yeah, I'm going to do that.
Right. And it's... Indiegogo is still kind of still going on, right? Or is that, or did that have an end date?
It has an end date, but people, if they are interested, can still participate. I'm still doing rewards. That'll probably run for about another 2 or 3 weeks. And after that, it will just be something that, you know, you can get on downloads.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, what are some of the perks that you were offering?
I had a certificate of coolness. Or you could be a music mastermind, in addition to getting your name on the liner notes, and, you know, some behind the scenes portfolios, and, you know, a hard copy of the CD signed. So kind of, you know, people could customize what they wanted. And some people said, actually, I would like a certificate on the wall that says I'm really cool and have good taste in music. And I said, I'm happy to give you one.
Nice. No, I mean, I'm looking at some of the perks right now. I mean, you were offering... Was it a digital download of your entire catalog?
Yes.
So if you missed out, that was it. That would be a great thing. Let's see. Frameable certificate. The eternal status as music mastermind.
Yes. So no one can touch this.
Nice.
It's certified.
Oh yeah. And what's with the Dance Moms digital EP?
So I had a couple of songs that were picked for the TV show Dance Moms. And I've gotten some new fans from that. And so I decided to pick the three that had been filmed for the show and just make them kind of a little perk, you know, if people said they, you know, want to participate, but they've got $5 instead of something larger. Mm. I said, okay, you know, three songs plus instrumental versions. I can do that as a $5 reward. And what I ended up doing was for anybody who made any pledge, I ended up sending them that just as a thank you present.
Okay.
Because why not, you know?
Yeah, sure. Well, I mean, usually when the higher up you go, you kind of get everything from previous levels, and yeah, because I'm looking at it, and you can get the entire digital catalog, a behind the scenes portfolio, with that picture of you at the vocal booth with a big glass of which I'm guessing is Sauvignon Blanc.
It is wine for sure.
But
it's definitely wine.
But it's pretty some pretty sweet perks there, and it is still going on. It doesn't say an end date here. I'm looking at it, but I mean, you did raise the amount you needed, mm-hmm. So now it's going to go to charity.
Yes, it's going to go to the American Cancer Society. So I will be sending out rewards hopefully by the end of April.
Okay.
And I will, you know, everyone who gets a reward will get that. And so the first social media update I'll do will say, hey guys, all the rewards went out. And then after that, I get to do the big, and here was the donation, and it's done, you know, and just put it online. See, everybody, this is where everything went. Let me know if you've got any questions. I am happy to post this. And, you know, we got it. We did it.
Excellent. Excellent. Nice. All right. So we're continuing in Act 3 here. And let's close out the whole thing with the last song on the record.
Yeah, why not?
With Bold. Why
yeah.
not?
Why not? Why not? Why not is like the theme of tonight. Why not?
Yeah. I mean, you did bring your mom here. And,
I did. And, cool mommy's here.
Yes, I'm involving you in the broadcast.
She says hola.
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 Hola. Let's see. Shall we get a mic on or no?
I think my mom wants me to make an announcement.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yep. She said yes. So.
So there's a Courtney Love quote. I'm not psychic. My lyrics are. When I decided to put the album in three acts, it was pretty early in the summer. And I said, yeah, life, death, rebirth. That's so cool. I've got my head wrapped all around this. And then in September, I was happy to find out that I was not only healthy, but pregnant.
Yeah.
And now I am super pregnant. And I am 8 months along, and mommy's going to get promoted to Grammy soon. So that is part of why there is not a massive CD release party, because I am massive. But I won't be forever, and there will be more shows later.
Well, I mean, you did bring your Insta babysitter.
Yes, I did. We're getting her in the loop ready. I say, Ma, this is how long a radio interview takes. Can we time this? Thank you. You've done it before. It's easy once you do it twice. Just keep the baby away from the mic. All right, Phil is laughing so hard, I have co-opted the mic. And I just want to say that these songs took so long that I had to spend so long in them that the poor baby seems to recognize them. And hopefully one day she will like them and she will forgive me, because sometimes I put on one of these songs when I was double checking the mixes and she would just start kicking, and I was like, oh, I hope that means she likes it, because otherwise I'm sorry.
Either that or your baby's gonna be a punk musician.
That's fine.
like F the world. Ah!
That's fine. If she's all like electronic, pushing buttons and nothing, no guitars and drums, like, that's cool too, but I like punk rock.
Okay.
Yeah, why not?
Well, it could be worse, you know, it could be adult contemporary.
That would be odd.
Yes, she'll be the next Celine Dion or something.
Can she buy me a house?
Yeah.
Grammy yeah. wants a house too.
Oh yeah, get Grammy a house.
Why not? Hey, there we go. Why not?
Oh my God. No massive CD release party yet.
Yet.
But I mean, I'm sure there will be shows when things are semi back to normal.
Absolutely.
When you can get more than 3 hours sleep.
Yes. So, stay tuned for when that is.
But yes, you can. You'll keep everyone posted on LaurenFlaherty.com. I almost said Lauren. I don't know why. LaurenFlaherty.com. I'm sure you'll play shows in the not too distant future. But,
yes,
these songs should be heard live. I mean, listening to the whole thing a couple of times last night, I mean, I had to, along with everybody else, I had to wait for it to be released too. I didn't get any pre-release stuff. It was out, and I heard it when everybody else did. So, this whole show tonight is kind of ramshackle, sort of like my other shows. But anyway, but let's get to the last track of the last act of your latest record. It's a song called Bold. Yes, let's elaborate on that one.
So Bold is kind of the record in summary, kind of the experience in summary. It's about feeling overwhelmed, but putting yourself back together and then hopefully ultimately being able to be of service to other people and saying, you know what, it's okay if you feel like you're falling apart, because sometimes we all do, and I felt that way, but hey, let's just keep going and let's go for it.
All right, and you wrote this one with your old compatriot in Balisset.
Yes, I drafted Greg and I said, I want some really snazzy guitars and I know you are the person for this. And he said, okay, cool.
What, no resistance at all?
No, well, I mean, it was a bit more pop, I think, than he was used to playing
okay.
on. So, you know, he gave me I thought like some awesome stuff, and he was like, yeah, I don't know if everything is quite set yet. And I said, actually, if you don't mind me kind of doing some copies and pastings, I think we're good to go. I think everything is in here. So sorry, no more work for you. You already nailed it. He was like, oh, great.
Well, I don't think you killed his metal cred or anything.
I think
like
he's
that.
Good.
Yeah. I mean, well, then again, he's drafted you for some of his projects, and I mean, you're not necessarily like a prog metal singer like the Balisset material, but yeah. Anyway, but let's hit up Bold, and we'll be right back.
Small and stuck inside, doubtful thoughts we tried to hide, feeling like you're pushed aside. I've been there, hearing that you're not enough, you aren't made of the right stuff. They don't even know what they don't know. Every doubt that you let in is a game you'll never win. Every dream you hold on to becomes a strong part of you. Fortune favors the bold. Your story's untold. The blank page is scary, but you're ready. Fortune favors the bold. Each sunrise is gold. Be who you want and live your life in bold. Live your life in bold. Brushing up on your street smarts, it tests your gut, but you're strong enough. You'll be on the other side if you're bold and never hide. The story only you can show, never let go. Everyone who puts you down doesn't need to stick around. Every single The blank page is scary, but you're ready. Fortune favors the bold. Each sunrise is gold. Be who you want and live your life in bold. 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 Feeling small and stuck inside, doubtful thoughts we try to hide.
.5 WMFO. That was the final track on the latest record. That was Bold. Yeah, Greg has nothing to worry about. Nice big and squealy.
Yeah. The guitars sound beautiful. I was just like, okay, I'm just going to make them be in all parts of the song and it's going to be great.
There you go. No, well, check it. I can only imagine how that would sound live. When that happens, not rushing.
Think we will have to make that happen.
Yeah,
that would be fun.
All right. Yes, the album is called Let the World Stop. You can go to laurenflaherty.com. Was that enough diction?
That was excellent diction.
Get all the details. I'm sure like the Indiegogo link is there and how you can get yourself a CD or download at this point. And yeah, so thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you for the booking.
All right. Yes, the booking that was done about 24 hours ago.
Phil's been letting me come on this show for years, so thank you,
Phil. Thank you. All right. Well, it had to happen. Stay tuned for the lounge.